T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Leaving a grocery cart in a parking lot. Bumping a call straight to voicemail. Drinking milk past its expiration. Our world is overflowing with savages. Steam PXY explores the fine line of acceptable behavior and complete and utter savagery. It's Team PXY's Savage or Sensible.
Got another listener-inspired Savage or Sensible on the show this morning. You can always reach out to us on any of our social media. If you have an idea, here's what was written to us.
Hit it, Corey.
I have a potential Savage or Sensible for you guys on the morning show. Not following back your significant other's family members on social media. I've had this happen to me, my girlfriend of multiple years, hopefully my future wife, her sister-in-law and cousin both won't follow me back on Instagram, even after unfollowing them and requesting to follow them again.
Mm-hmm.
They hashtag it with savage.
That's the move, right? If you want to get someone's attention, you just unfollow them and then refollow them.
Maybe. That's a possibility. Maybe they just haven't. This could be as easy as they haven't noticed.
What do you mean they haven't noticed? I don't know if it's a girl or a guy. They've done it twice. They've followed him twice now. So
yeah, but
if you just let it slip by twice.
We don't know the context of how into Instagram they are. How often do they check? I don't know. I don't check new followers all that often.
You're so such a public figure.
No, because I'm not on it often is more the reason why.
Okay.
There's also that, I guess, before you throw shade. So there's that. I understand why they would be upset about this, because essentially it comes down to what? This is it feels like rejection, right? They won't accept me. I'm being rejected.
Well, it just seems more of an underlying issue. So you don't actually really like me. You just put on a safe face. At dinner, family eating.
It's interesting. It's interesting that you bring up underlying issues, though. Because that's why I believe this move, not following back your significant other's family members on social media, can be quite sensible. Quite sensible.
Okay. I hope your wife's huge family isn't listening.
I do follow them back, but hear me out on why it would be sensible not to. Okay.
Jeez, here we go.
You need to get some intel. You, in the least, need to get some intel on who this person is, what they're all about. Like, think about what you post. Now, I don't think this describes you. It doesn't describe me, but certainly describes many people. If you're super political, if you're outspoken about anything that might be controversial, then there's potential for some family drama. If you don't agree with the family member over this or that, and you see them just hammering out post after post after post on Facebook and on Instagram, just meme after meme after meme, you're going to judge them, and vice versa if it's the way switched around, right? So while I am very anti-rejection, and I've been rejected enough in my life to know that it doesn't feel good, I'm more anti-confrontational, and the safest bet is to just fly under the radar.
No.
And not even deal with it.
I could not disagree with you more.
Why?
Because as much as you're anti-confrontational, even the fact that you're not following them is going to cause some type of conflict and some type of turmoil.
Well, I don't
obviously,
know.
We're
maybe.
Getting messages.
Well, maybe. I don't know if they've addressed this with them.
Well, obviously it's bothering whoever is writing in. Mm-hmm. So someone's feelings are going to get hurt at the end of the day.
Okay.
So suck it up. Follow them, mute them on everything, but just make sure that they can't tell that you've muted them.
Right.
There's a nice feature out there, no matter what social media platform you're using. Trust me, I do it to a lot of people.
Wow.
You can mute their stories, you can mute their posts, but you're still in a situation like this. If it was anyone else, I wouldn't really care. Like, oops, sorry, bye.
Mm-hmm,
but
exactly. But
I don't
family,
watch.
You're stuck
it's,
with
a, it's
them.
A it's a family thing. Could get awkward when they're like, "Hey, pass the turkey." Also, screw you for not following me on
yeah.
Instagram.
Okay, but don't you agree? It could be
just
also
mute them.
It could be also awkward with, "Hey, pass the turkey." Oh, also screw you for all of your political opinions that I don't want to see.
I listen. This is more common in families than you may think. People having political differences.
No,
what
it's have a huge
you.
It's a huge thing. Absolutely,
100%. Yeah, absolutely.
There's a reason why experts always said, yeah, maybe just like don't bring up that stuff. Maybe don't talk
yeah.
about it.
And I even talked to someone just this last month. It was a client of mine. I was doing her lashes and she was just spewing at the mouth about all the drama with grandma and
exactly.
how grandma blocked
yes.
her on Facebook
yes.
and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. See, if you're not even following back, then you're not even going down that rabbit hole. You're saving yourself so much drama just by not. Sure, it might be a little bit. There might be a little resentment there for the rejection. But, I mean, when you're going to weigh the greater of two evils, is it that or is it full-blown screaming matches over
the
dinner
table? They can
also
hold that over your head as well.
Yeah, I think it's still the other option is more potential. Now, hold on. Now, if
well, it's
you,
awkward because, like, say you take a family photo, right?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I can't tag Corey because he doesn't follow me back. Or, oh, I can't find Corey because he doesn't follow me back. It's like, now you look like an ass.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure.
So you would rather be called out in front of everyone that's sitting there doing the family photo, because this happens all the time, especially in your family.
Yeah.
Well, Instagram's a huge thing. Always posting stuff.
Uh-huh.
So you would rather sit there and be like, get called out on the spot. What would you do then?
It would be huh? awkward. It would be awkward, but
you wouldn't
could it
weasel
go the,
your way out
could
of
it
that.
Go, could it go the... well, I think, first off, you are underestimating my ability to weasel out of things. And secondly, that would be far less awkward than, again, as I said, getting into some sort of huge debate that makes everyone around you uncomfortable. See, here's the thing.
Hear me out. Okay.
You've got to do some intel. You got to get to know the person a little bit more. If you align with them with a lot of things that you say and think, then okay, then maybe it's a safe move. But until you know that, I'm telling you, it's you're rolling the dice. It's a risk. It's an absolute risk. And it comes down on you. It's interesting that you bring this up. So my sister's boyfriend.
Okay.
He friended, or my mom requested him, and he accepted.
Your mom's big on Facebook.
She is. She's Facebook. Huge on Facebook. Loves Facebook. And then she noticed after a little while that they weren't friends anymore.
Hmm.
He had unfriended her. And it didn't have anything to it had nothing to do with her. Nothing. She's not one of these people that makes these controversial posts at all. What happened was he found himself running through the filter of everything that he put out there. What will Aaron's mom think about this? And it was making him second guess everything that he did. So much so to the point that, and again, I don't know what he was putting out there, but
yeah.
So much so to the point that he had to unfriend her.
Corey, that's a bad example. That's a personal issue. Like, if
what do
you're
mean?
Putting things out there that you like, you wouldn't want your girlfriend's mom or your own mom or your grandma to see.
But that's a reality.
Maybe you shouldn't be putting it out there.
And you're not wrong, but it's a thing. And it's if you're second guessing everything you're putting out there because of what will this person think? Then you're adding this extra stress to yourself that is unnecessary.
It's definitely, that's definitely a personal issue on you.
Wait, why are you talking me?
No. Oh, just okay, like in okay. general, like if you're going into social media with that mentality of like, what is that person going to think? Uh-huh. What's he going to do? Am I going to get unfollowed? You're taking life too seriously, buddy boy.
Let's see.
I just feel as if it would be extremely uncomfortable if you were to get called out in person, which you will. You will.
Mm-hmm. If you want to jump in on today, savage or sensible, what do you think? Do you agree with Breezy that it's savage? Do you agree with me that it's sensible? Not following back your significant other's family members on social media. Some texts rolling through already. Some sensible votes coming through. Sensible. I was friends with my now ex's family, and they used to post to talk bad about me to everyone else. So apparently they were like airing their dirty laundry, and it ended up causing such a problem that they ended up breaking up.
Absolute classless. They're classless.
I know.
Classless.
No, they should they have done that? No. But if you don't know it's happening, if a tree falls in the woods and there's no one here to see. Oh my God.
I just saw something on. Oh my. So I just read something on the internet. Facebook actually isn't your diary. So like go write it in your diary.
Sure. That's fair.
Oh, my gosh.
Another sensible vote. 100% sensible, but it's 2020. Just ask the person why they don't accept it. And maybe they can just have that honest conversation with, well, you know, I don't want to cause any rifts with the things that I post. I don't want to second guess what I'm posting because of how you might interpret it. I don't want you to think badly of me. Is that such an awkward conversation to have? That was pretty easy, right?
I mean, not with you. You'd be like, what? Who's calling my name? That's okay. What you would do.
Wow. Is that that's such an interesting impression of me that you just did. It's almost as good as your Irish impression yesterday.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay. That was pretty cool.
Jump in for today's Savage or Sensible. Not following back your significant other's family members on social media. What do you think? All right. We're getting.
All right. But Lauren's agreeing with me.
Yeah. Lauren is
on
saying
Facebook.
That. Yeah. What's Lauren
she
saying?
She said, Savage, mm-hmm. if you're pretty serious together and not following them back. That says you're actually not ready to be a part of the family.
Disagree. I think we make social media far too important on our actual real lives than it needs to be. It should be a distraction when it comes down to it.
What do you mean?
Like it's a distraction. It's something we should. People take it so seriously. I think it's taken way too seriously. I don't know. You don't have to agree with me on it. You can certainly disagree, but that's just my opinion and my feeling on it. Like to say, oh, you don't follow me on Facebook, so I guess I'm not ready to be part of your family. That's incredibly dramatic and quite honestly kind of an absurd thing to say. The two things are not mutually exclusive. Well, hold on. Let me read a lot of the sensible votes that we have coming through. Elizabeth, sensible. My husband's family is huge. If I haven't met them in person, I don't necessarily follow them. To each their own. There's that. Kelly, sensible. We had a huge family issue right before our wedding, and I unfriended/unfollowed everyone that I knew solely through my husband. I've slowly added most of them back through the years, but do what you need to do. Jen, sensible. There may be parts of their life they want to keep private. That could be a possibility too. Kim, sensible. They chose to follow me. I have zero obligation to follow them back. It's my social media. I don't know who they are. I choose who and what I see. And Charisse, coming in with the hammer. Charisse, I think it's sensible to not even follow your significant other.
What are you, Beyonce, Charisse?
Coming
like celebrities
hot.
Do that. You're not
coming
okay,
in hot.
Whatever.
Coming in hot. Yeah.
But I think that it's causing more stress on your SO. Like if your SO is getting bombarded with like questions of like, oh, why doesn't Patricia follow me back? Jeremy. Was Patricia too good to
and
me?
That goes
Patricia
back
doesn't it, want to, and like it just adds stress on them.
But
like why would you want to cause pain on your significant other? I don't understand.
It goes
that.
Exactly to what I was just saying, that I think people take social media way too seriously. By the way, Joe the Cable got checking and saying, wow, Breezy really is 20% extra today.
Oh fuff, Joe.
What? Come on, Joe loves you. Take that back. That's not nice.
I love you too, Joe, but I mean yeah, I'm extra every day, so I don't know why you have to point it out today on a random Thursday.
No, you're 20% extra. You're 20% more extra.
Mm.
This is what Joe, this is what happens on Thursdays. because Breezy stays up later on Wednesdays. It's part of her strategy for the dad joke off, which is coming up just after 8. She likes to be more tired. That way she's less prone to be giggly and laugh at my stupid dad jokes. I'm on to you. I know exactly what your move is. And then when you're extra tired, you're also a little more punchy.
True. I don't know. I just
disagree with any of it.
I mean, that's all completely valid.
Fantastic. All right.
I just don't want family drama. I want to set the precedent that I actually care about my significant other's family members enough to follow them back on things.
Uh-oh.
And
Uh-oh.
I don't want to look rude. So
Joe followed up. He says, sensible, chill out. If that's what you choose to be offended by, you have a lot of soul searching to do.
Listen, it's not a me thing. This is I didn't write in as an alias. This isn't even my problem. I'm just defending someone who is, as much as you're entitled to your feelings, Corey, that person is entitled to theirs.
For the record.
And I totally think that whatever they believe to be offensive could be offensive to them. And Joe, I love you too, by the way.
Everything's offensive.
I love Breezy. I love Extra Breezy.
That's a different texter, for the record. They say, I love Extra Breezy.
It's just hard.
Please don't encourage
all
her.
All the love just coming my way.
Please don't encourage her. All right, let's go to the poll. 98pxy.com. That's where you can always vote for Savage or Sensible. Today, Savage or Sensible, not following back your significant other's family members on social media. Got a real landslide today. 93% of the voting says Sensible.
Okay.
Just for the record.
Rude.
If Breezy's girlfriend,
I want Corey to unfollow all of his family members right now.
If Breezy's girlfriend's family is listening, you better accept that request. How many times have you sent them? Are you still in limbo? Are you still stuck?
According to my calculations, 6 times so far.
Got a topic for Team PXY Savage or Sensible? Email savage at 98pxy.com and we'll put it to the Savage scale. More Team PXY next on the number one hit music station, 98pxy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.